I can't listen to that song by the Bones and not juggle my titties. Welcome back. I am Ginger Lynn on Blame It on Ginger with
Kelly Shabari
and
Stevie. I'm just gonna say it for you because you're like running around with like a camera.
And our special guest,
Jessica Ryan.
Jessica Ryan, can you get...
Hot,
oh,
Jessica Ryan.
Very hot. Can you get a little bit closer to that big black thing right in front of your mouth
this
there?
This big black thing right
yes,
here?
Yes, that Jessica's big black thing right there.
Jessica's lips are just so freaking like...
You say
I
mean, that
I thought I had, DSLs, but then I saw Jessica.
You do have amazing lips. Are you asked to give a lot of blowjobs? Or are you a porn star?
I am.
I thought you might be.
And I...
you do know what DSLs what was, are.
Dick sucking lips.
Yes.
Dick sucking lips. Yes. I don't have them.
I don't either.
No. I don't
actually,
have them.
You kind of do have dick sucking lips.
You kind of do have
Stevie does? Your bottom lip.
Yeah, bottom lip.
Your bottom lip is full and round. I have a little rosebud mouth.
Yeah. Jessica and I both have pretty decent
full,
DSLs.
Good DSLs. Yeah.
But you know what's hot? Is like the fact that you have glasses on. I mean, there's something for DSL, but I have another thing for glasses. Mm-hmm. Actually, if I know that somebody that I'm dating or I'm going to fuck, they wear glasses and their face isn't going to be in the camera, I ask for them to wear them.
Oh. Do you really?
I
it's
love
her. Hold on.
That's
good.
Hold on. Oh, does this mean you're DTF?
absolutely. And I've got different, I have different ones that match every outfit. So.
Your glasses actually do match your dress today.
They do. Yeah. I went to a little place the other day and I bought like six new pairs of sunglasses, or not sunglasses, but
reading
glasses. Well, because I couldn't see, I have ones that I read when I'm close and if it, things that are far away, so I needed different ones.
Yeah.
So I got a bunch of new ones. But anyway, enough about that. I'm much more interested in your cock-sucking lips.
There's far more to cock-sucking than just lips, though.
what else is there to cock-sucking? Tell me all of your dirty secrets.
Oh, this is perfect because this is like completely in line with this week's whole theme.
Which is?
What's the theme?
Well, Friday is steak and BJ day.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sad I'm going to be in Texas.
You just need to find somebody
to
give a steak.
They have dick in Texas.
Well, it's Texas. They got steaks in Texas.
Oh, they do. Yeah. And cowboy dick, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, are you kidding me? You're all set up. You are ready to go, girl.
Hell yes.
Yeah.
You guys want to meet me over there?
Just bring some back.
I'll bring some cowboy dick back for you all.
Jessica Ryan shouting out to Texas right now. She will be there this Friday and looking for somebody to eat a steak with and then suck your dick.
What's the phrase? Save a horse, ride a cowboy?
Save a horse, ride a cowboy. Oh my God, that's right.
I wonder if they would let me strap a saddle on them.
Mm-hmm.
How kinky they would get.
That would be so fucking hot to put a saddle on a guy and ride around. And I'm a big humper. So
are
as
you?
I love to hump.
Oh my God. Are you a dry humper or do you like to do naked humping?
I'll do both. I'll hump anything, anytime.
I'll trail everything you
everything.
Can.
Everything. You name it, I will hump it.
There's usually, but it hasn't happened yet, but every single show.
I know,
ever
I'm sitting
started,
here humping my hand
usually,
right now.
No, are you really?
There's a towel. Usually by the end of the show, you don't have pants on and there's a
towel.
There's
a towel in the chair. And
right?
You know what? I took all the towels home to wash them. And so they're not here. So the only thing I have that's clean is the Liberator throw. So I use that every day.
Yeah.
I thank you so much for that. I thank Liberator for that. The Liberator throw is my favorite throw down.
What is it?
It's like a soft velvety top. The bottom is satin, and then there's a layer of plastic inside. So it's meant to keep your sheets
you can,
dry.
You could travel
so
with it.
Like if you're a squirter and everything.
Yes.
Are you kidding me? Because that's my biggest woe in life is
And all you have to do is you don't have
you're
to
a squirter.
Yes.
And that way you don't have to like remove
Poor
your
girl.
Sheets every single time. You can just put the throw on, squirt on it, and then you can just throw that in the wash.
And I've taken it home twice. There's a little bit of hot wax on it right now.
Yeah, I don't know if you can take hot wax off of it, but you know how you can remove hot wax from fabric.
How?
Here's like Susie Homemaker Corner.
Yes. What do you do
is you take a towel or a paper towel or a regular just kind of like a washcloth, something you're going to toss,
right.
And an iron.
Yeah.
And you take your iron on a low setting and you put the fabric that has the wax on it and then you put a paper towel or just a regular
washcloth
and then
or something.
And then you just warm the whole thing up and then the wax will transfer from whatever it was into the paper towel.
Oh. That makes life so much
brilliant.
Easier. Yeah. I love you.
Does it work with soy?
Huh?
Soy candles?
Does it work with soy candles?
I think it works on all candles that melt.
I imagine the difficulty would be as if you use
like a
is
colored
it palm?
Candle. I think the issue is if you use like a blue or a red or some sort of colored candle because then the color sticks behind.
You can't even see. There's so little on there. It ended up all over Anna's ass instead, which is what I was aiming for.
That sounds really nice.
It was really nice. You're just a nasty, wonderful, dirty girl, aren't you?
No, I'm honest.
You're an honest.
I'm honest. I like that. I think everybody has something kind of kinky and hidden, and it just depends on how honest they are with it.
You know, and I'm finding that I thought the rest of the world was like me, and most of the people that I surround myself with are, you know,
are similar.
I'm just meeting you. Kelly's my good friend. Stevie's my friend. I've got my circle of friends that, you know, are I've got a nice big circle.
Open and naughty.
And we all talk about things naturally and sexually without it being a big deal. And I went hiking with a couple of my girlfriends a few weeks ago, and I started talking about cock sucking. And they were appalled. It was one of those things where everybody just, they just stopped in their tracks and didn't move on anymore. And I forget that
it's
everybody's
taboo.
Not as comfortable with their sexuality, but it may be taboo, but it's, we're all thinking and doing the same things.
We're taught that it's not okay to talk about, but how else are you going to learn?
Exactly.
I mean, you have to discuss it. And honestly, if you're not comfortable telling other people about what you did, what your fantasies are, how comfortable are you to actually reenact them?
Now, there are fantasies that I don't share.
Totally understandable. Totally understandable.
There are ones that are in my head. They're my own little reels. I will never share them. They stay right there. They belong right there. They will never come out. That's the only thing that I don't share. And even that, on occasion, things will just blurt out of my mouth accidentally. I like you. How long have you been in porn?
You know, this is actually my porniversary. This is the 1 year mark for me to be in.
1 year. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's amazing. And what's been your favorite part about being in porn?
Oh my God, the whole thing's been revolutionizing to me, sexually speaking, because I was one of those people where I was uncomfortable talking about sex. That comes from the fact that I was in a medical background and I was doing massage professionally and chiropractic office, going into physical therapy.
Right.
And these are things that you generally almost make yourself asexual in those environments.
Exactly.
Because there's that taboo environment for like happy endings and doctors messing with patients.
And your patient, your client is naked, they're nude, and you're rubbing their body. It's natural for a pussy to get wet or a dick to get hard.
Yeah.
So for you to, I can see where you would, I never thought about it, where you would actually become.
You turn your libido off.
You turn it off. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very rarely. And I've had a couple of occasions where I was in Las Vegas at a really fancy hotel once where somebody was giving me a massage. It was a guy. And his thumbs, he was going in there. I was laying on my belly. And he was moving and making it very, very obvious that, you know, he was going to give me a happy ending. And I got nervous. I couldn't go through with it.
Huh, really?
I didn't do it. And the only other one was a blind guy. Gave the best massage ever and then just tried to stick his finger up my cooch and it was over.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if I could, because when I go in for a massage, it's normally like I have this really screwed up thing in my back. And when somebody's killing my back, I'm not thinking, oh God, please shove something in my vag. No, I'm not thinking that way at all.
Well, no, the couple of times I've had a happy ending massage.
And oh, you have had them.
There's a great guy here in Southern California who does that.
But
he's actually like, this is what he does. That's part of like his holistic
That's
therapy.
Really cool.
And he actually works with sex workers. Because a lot of the sex workers in the industry, whether you're a stripper or an escort or you're in porn, we're always constantly like giving. We're not really receiving.
Oh, yeah.
So he provides that service.
What a great service to provide. Is it somebody that we can promote or get on the show?
Probably not.
It's one of those areas that you don't
want. It's a little gray. Yeah. I know, but I just think it's so fucking cool that somebody is out there like that.
Well, as somebody in porn, and I got into porn while I was with someone, and then I stopped that relationship. And
it's very, very difficult to be in a relationship.
It's really
for me,
hard.
At least.
It is. It's hard to date, and you have to find an anomaly in humankind, basically, for somebody to be comfortable and secure enough for you to date. So that totally makes sense that you would want to kind of seek something outside.
Yeah, it definitely would. It definitely would. We've got Jessica Ryan in studio with us talking about all kinds of things. We're going to be playing little strip charades in just a few moments here, but I want to get to know you a little bit better. I want to know, do you think there are any big differences between the sexes?
Oh, dear God, yes.
Or any differences at all. They don't even have to be big.
Well, and I think the biggest thing would be that there are two mentalities. I wouldn't say it's necessarily male and or female. It's a type of personality. You look at the stereotypical male. And they
think
with their dick or something. And then you have the girl that thinks with their emotions.
Right.
I would be more of a guy where I think more with my dick.
I think I'm a 15-year-old boy.
Yeah. I totally am. I am right there with you. Yeah. So
I'm like, boobs.
I'm going to sit here and, like, just wink at you with those sexy glasses on.
But I'll do this.
If you're a fellow 15-year-old boy, you know what? Shit, I'll just pop my tits out while we're talking. Oh. Fuck this. There you go.
You're not even wearing a bra.
Yes.
Why would I wear a bra?
Just boobs popping right out there. Jessica Ryan popping her titties out for us right now.
And that's a really, really nice top, by the way. I really like that kind of olive green kind of netted, meshy thing. Yeah.
I have to be a nipple fluffer.
Those are absolutely beautiful. Can I try something on your nipples?
Please do.
I just got a little box of these wonderful gifts that came in the mail, and there are six different chapsticks that go on your nipples.
No way.
Let me try a couple different flavors on your nipples.
What do you do with the, like, is it, like, have
they, like, nibblers or something?
Nibblers,
yeah. No, they're a great company.
It's the company that sent them is the same company. Oh, let me smell your wrist.
Oh, what is the stuff it's that you were spraying, by the way?
It's, like, a pheromone-based, like.
Oh.
I'm afraid what I would, like, if I would rape myself if I
wore that. Here, put some on.
I can rape myself.
You have to put it on. It smells the same, like pina colada.
Oh, and it's a unisex.
Yeah.
And so you put it on,
and you just have to wait for like 5 or 10 minutes for it to change on your body.
Where do you get this from?
This is a company called, it's Jelique. It's J-E-L-I-Q-U-E.
Oh, they're the ones that make it. Yeah.
Yes. And they sent me all of these wonderful products that they make. And one of them is the Pure Instinct. It's a pheromone-based cologne perfume.
Oh my God.
It's unisex. And I put it on and it changed scent. And I love it. This is like, I'm going to wear this every day. I put it on, my dogs started following me around the house. So I don't know if that's a great thing or not. Let me get this bag open and I'm going to come over and try some of these on your beautiful titties.
Please. This stuff is awesome.
Isn't that amazing? Pure Instinct.
And this is perfect because I always find something that's either designated towards male or female, but.
Right. This is unisex.
I like both.
Yeah. Like boys and girls.
Yes.
Let me smell Stevie really quickly now that he's put some on and see if it's changed. Let me smell your wrist. I'm not smelling your armpits.
No.
Oh my God. Okay, you've got to smell Stevie. It's totally different on Stevie.
It's different on me?
Smell Stevie.
Oh, wow. It's like baby powder.
Smell me.
Is it totally different?
Oh, yeah. Hers has a little bit more of a musk to it, and yours is a little bit more baby powdery.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and mine's super, like, just
And yours
fruity.
Is fruity.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Yours is fruity.
Yeah.
So we'll wait and see how you smell in a few minutes.
Right now it's smelling like, what's that old lotion, Love Spell?
Love Spell.
Do you remember
I don't remember that.
It was like a Victoria's Secret thing.
Love Spell. Is that the purple one?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the one that I use because I like to smell
it
like
smells
a strip club.
Right? It totally does smell like a strip club. It's a turn on.
All right, now I'm going to try and guess the flavors.
Ooh, okay.
As I put them on your nipples. All right, this
one. It's glittery too.
Is it glittery?
Yeah, look at that.
This one is purple. I can already tell the flavor. I'm going to rub it. Areola.
Nipple nibblers.
Is it smooth? How does it feel on your nipple?
It's like having a nice soft tongue going around on my areola.
Now, what flavor is that?
Well, that's what my game is.
Okay.
Let's see.
There's no telling what the color purple could possibly be.
Whoa, is your nipple tingly?
Not really. Is your mouth tingling?
Oh, my God.
Ooh, okay. My nipple tip is tingly now that you've sucked on it. Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, dear God. Okay. Oh, it feels good.
That sounds good.
It's tingly, and it's grape, and it's a minty grape.
And the way that you're gently holding on to my boob, oh, my God.
Okay.
You make me turn into sex kid mode.
I'm purring over there.
This is amazing. All right, you pick one, and I'll do your other nipple.
Okay. Let's see.
Just selecting one? Because there's what, like 5 different flavors
there's
there?
All kinds of different flavors.
Yeah.
You're listening to Blame It on Ginger right now. Right here, I am Ginger Lynn with...
Kelly Shabari.
And...
Stevie!
And... And
Jessica Ryan.
Jessica Ryan.
With her boobies out and her
yellow one.
Those nipples almost point up. I mean, they're awesome.
I almost want to put this on my lips. I bet this is the kind of stuff that makes your lips plump.
Tingle, maybe. Oh, like a peppermint
maybe
oil.
Maybe that's where they came up with
smell
it.
Smell my from. Breath.
You're going to have like, oh, ginger. Oh, they're kissing. Kind of close. Jessica's coming in for a kiss. I mean, they're exchanging lip gloss.
I love this.
It wasn't a real kiss.
Is this one sparkly?
Yeah, it is. I think it might just be the way that the chemical, like everything's combined, because after you use the purple, it's just smooth like the chapstick.
It's smooth? Okay.
So it might just be the crystals.
No one would know you could carry these in your purse.
That is so awesome.
Yeah, it's actually kind of funny. I've actually gotten a couple of those tubes in the past, and I've just never used them.
I wonder how it feels on your clit.
Oh, yeah.
We can find out. Probably work. We've got more flavors. All right, going around.
So ginger is over here.
That one is so much more tingly.
This one is?
Yeah. Lip balm.
Or maybe you're just
on Jessica's areola. And tracing it in a circular motion.
I like it because it like makes it a little bit shiny. So from here, it's like, shiny.
Like it's freshly sucked.
Yes.
It smells so good. All right. I'm going to smell your
Can teeth. I crash the show more often?
Yes. Anytime you want. Are you having fun?
I'm having a blast. Here I'm all stressed out about packing. And
My job is so difficult.
I just come to stop by and people play with my boobs.
I take one for the team.
You do wonderfully. Wonderfully. What's it smelling?
Ginger's sticking her tongue. She's breathing on Jessica's breath. She's just
sucking
blowing.
The air in.
Sucking
so that
the air
it's
in.
Cool.
And now what are you doing? Well, I guess if I look, her whole mouth is full of nipple at the moment. She is circling around counterclockwise, teasing Jessica's nipple. Jessica's eyes are squinting a little and she's smiling from ear to ear. Mm-hmm. She's biting her bottom lip.
Yeah, look at you. You're like always like getting aggressive.
I have
you start off real soft. You're just like aggressive.
She likes it though. I could tell. I have no idea what flavor that was. It was Jessica flavor.
It's like do I even care?
These are amazing.
Oh, it's just like sweet, isn't it? Just
yes, but
because it says it's buttercream icing.
If you put it on your lips will tingle.
I'm totally doing it.
My lips are so help yourself. Take all you want.
Oh, they actually make, you know what? That was at the shop that I was doing the workshop at yesterday. That company makes a clit cream.
Oh.
Because when you said buttercream frosting, I've had the buttercream frosting flavor. It kind of tastes a little like artificial sweetener-y.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I was looking for.
No, this Nympho's Desire, the arousal balm. Here's, goes on your clit.
Oh, no, wait.
But
can
this
I see
is,
it?
Here's
the buttercream icing.
Right. And then this is a tasty twist. Orgasm Enhancer Balm. Yeah, I tried this yesterday.
Oh, my God, that sounds so nice.
It's supposed to be like you put it on, like, his cock, and then you can, like, when you suck on it, taste like buttercream frosting.
But I can put it on a pussy, too,
you could. But just so you know, it does taste a little saccharine-y.
Is it
open? It has that artificial sweetener aftertaste.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we can leave this out. I've got little samples of it. And maybe if you were interested later, you could put some on my pussy. I've got four different flavors.
It's not coming
out. I see how you do this. You play with my nipples, so I want to lick your pussy.
I'm just putting it out there. I would never, ever ask you to do that, but if you wanted to.
And then the Shibari wand comes out.
I have buttercream icing. I have Nympho's Desire. Uh-oh. I have Orange Dreamsicle. And I have mint chocolate chip.
Oh, my God.
Just saying. I'm just saying.
Oh.
Okay. So what?
It really does make your lips tingling.
Doesn't it?
If you leave it on longer, it you feel it more.
Yeah.
I'm feeling like my lips have plumped up.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, this is really fucking cool.
I love it.
Isn't that nice? I want to thank Jaleek for sending us all of these wonderful products. You can go to jaleek.com. You're probably going to have to get these in different stores. That's one thing I didn't ask about.
Yeah, a lot of sex toy stores do carry them.
They do.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're absolutely fucking wonderful. So before we start naked or strip charades, what is the difference between the sexes? What's your main difference?
The difference between
you were
the
saying
sexes,
that,
I would say it's the mentality and how they choose a lover versus a one-night stand. A lot of people, they either think not from their dick, because it could be from their pussy too.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like me.
Yeah.
And
because I have a very masculine like thought process when it comes to like getting laid and I'm much more of a hunter.
So do I. I go on the
I'm
prowl.
Weird, and I think that's probably because I'm a switch by nature. Is I'm a hunter until I get caught, and then I just want to be like the bunny.
You want to be toked and hair pulled.
That's not unusual. I like the same thing. And all three of us have been in porn or are in porn, and I think it takes a certain type of woman, a certain mentality that we have that masculine side.
Yeah.
I was telling somebody the other day that I have never, except for one time, been fucked. Oh. I am the fucker. I am fucking you. Even if I'm lying down and taking and getting it from the behind, no matter what position I'm in, no matter what I'm doing, no matter how hard you're banging me, I am fucking you. Mm. And the only time that when somebody forced himself on me was the only time that I was ever fucked in my whole life. And I think that it takes a certain type of woman to be in porn that I feel that you, the three of us here, are all that type of woman. There are a lot of types of women in porn, but there's a strength that certain women have that are in it. And I feel a lot of that in this room. Mm-hmm. I feel a whole lot of that in this room. So now let's get naked.
I shall prepare the bucket of charades.
We have a bucket of charades. Now, the thing is, you play the game. We have to guess what you are. If we can't guess it, then you have to take an article of clothing off.
We're doing full-on charades. So hang on. Let me put my boobs up. You never saw my titties.
This is like Christmas
really charades.
Christmas
It's porno Christmas.
Porno Christmas.
It's porno Christmas. And before you leave, don't let me forget, I've got a pair of flip-flops for you.
Oh, how cool.
And a t-shirt from the Screaming O.
Oh, no way.
Wait, there's Screaming O flip-flops?
I've got for you too, baby. Yes, I do.
Please tell me it has something on the bottom when you step. It leaves a mark.
Does it?
Does it on the bottom?
What does it say?
Hold on, let me get them out.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm still, like, trying to dissect.
Because, I'm sorry, like, flip-flops, what does it do to have the logo on the where your foot is? You're just going to rub it off, nobody's going to see it.
But if you walk and people see you walking behind and see Screaming O, Screaming O, Screaming O, Screaming O, that's kind of hot.
I like stepping in puddles.
I'm, like, a 8.5, 9.
Same here.
And it is, like, sandal weather. And I have a standing, like, weekly mani-pedi appointment.
And what size are you?
Huge.
I am the same.
Are you sure these aren't, like... men's nines?
Well, they do look gigantic. Large.
What's a small look like?
You want, they sent me medium and large.
And they do have Screaming O when you walk.
Well, you want this size instead?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, those are really big. Those are like the ones where you plan on eating shit.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, these are perfect.
Now I have mani-pedi sandals.
Oh, how cool.
Because that's what I keep forgetting is I keep wearing like sneakers to my mani-pedi appointment. And they go, you have to sit there. Don't move. And I have to sit there.
They don't give you the little, like, flimsy.
I can't walk to the car in those.
I always, I screw up my foot when I'm using them. Right? I have to be, like, right there to be able to get in.
Well, now you've got Screaming O.
Oh, and I got a shirt, too.
Oh, and you know what? If you go to ScreamingO.com and you type in for the code GINGER20, you get 20% off of any Screaming O item. Just thought I'd throw that in there.
I love these because it's kind of like using a jackrabbit with a real dick.
Yes.
But the only thing is, sometimes I wish it could be like Hitachi powered.
Yeah.
Because it's nice, but I'm like,
You know what? There's two toys that have that power, the Shibari wand and the Hitachi magic wand. Those are the only two that really have that. And they're meant for like chiropractic use. They're meant for really for massaging, and so they make them really, really, really powerful.
It massages my pussy ever so
mine great. Mine as well. Mm-hmm. All right, Kelly, are we ready to play strip
we
charades?
We are.
Oh, you know what? Let's do that. Yep, we're going to take a quick little break right now, though. In the meantime, go and follow me on Twitter. I am Blame It On Ginger. Also, go to gingerlinauctions.com. Kelly Shibari can be found
at Kelly Shibari on Twitter and on Facebook.
And on Facebook.
Yeah, and Kelly Shibari XXX online.
Online. Stevie, where can you be found on Twitter?
Skip Happy Snap.
Of course.
Twitter. I keep thinking it's like hop, skip, jump. I'm like,
it's close.
Skip Happy Snap.
It's really close.
Yeah.
And Jessica Ryan, what is your
at Jessica Ryan XXX.
At Jessica Ryan XXX. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming back. We're playing some naked charades here. If you're not watching, there's no reason. You're at SkidRowStudios.com right now. You're listening to the show. It's free. You can see the titties. You can see the body parts. You can see the kissing. You can see the nipples.
For free.
For free. Watch it. We'll be right back. If you're naughty and you know it, get it here. If you're naughty and you know it, get it here. If you're naughty and you know it, then your dick will surely show it. If you're naughty and you know it, get it here. That's at gingerlinauctions.com. I'm a happy girl most days, but especially when I have beautiful women like Jessica Ryan in the studio and I get to put flavored lip balm all over your nipples. What's it called? It's nipple...
Nibblers.
And they're fucking fantastic. My lips are still tingly and I'm loving it. So I am a lucky girl today. I love my job. I am Ginger Lynn. You're listening to Blame It on Ginger. Who are you?
I don't know anymore.
You forget every time.
I be Ginger, and you could be Kelly Shibari.
Okay, I'm Kelly Shibari.
And I'm Ginger Lynn.
And you
Jessica
are?
Jessica Ryan.
And?
I'm Skip.
No,
Stevie. 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 Oh, my God, that's right. What was your Twitter, though? It was
Skip Happy Snap.
See, screwing me up.
You know what? You got it right.
Screwing me up.
Yeah.
Skip Happy Snap.
Can I call him Skippy?
Skippy. Oh, and I do want to take a little moment here to wish a very, very happy birthday to my friend and Twitter fan, Ed Cook. I don't even know how old he is, but he is having an awesome time in New Orleans. And I keep wanting to go out. He lives in freaking NOLA. And I'm like, I totally want to go and visit. And AVN's actually doing Internext, which is like their webmasters conference later this year during the summer in New Orleans for the first time. I'm like, I am totally using that as an excuse to go because it might be a write-off.
New Orleans is one of my favorite cities to ever go to.
I love New Orleans.
I can't remember what magazine, but I was writing for a magazine at the time. And my job was to travel around the country and go to different strip clubs and meet the girls and interview them. So I go to this club.
Oh, my God.
I'm in New Orleans. I'm having the best time ever, and it's a big party. And I've got my little camera crew and my microphone, and I'm doing all these interviews. And I go to this one club, and they tell me don't leave until the club closes. We've got a surprise for you. So I don't leave, and I go in the back, and there's a pool table, and they've taken all the balls off of it, and there's this 90-year-old black woman lying on the pool table. She's got a cigar. She fires it up. Lights her cigar, puts it between her legs, and starts smoking her cigar.
Wow.
She's got three teeth.
This a skill, and, though.
It was the coolest
was
thing.
Was she blowing smoke out of her
she
vagina?
It was puffing. It was like she was taking, you could see the cherry light.
That is so cool. Wow.
And I don't remember anything about the smoke. And I think that if there had been, I would have seen it.
I would want to see if she could queef smoke after that.
I didn't stay for a really long time. I was like 22.
That's cool. Yes, so horrifying.
Actually,
lady, your pussy's on fire.
I'm just, I'm astonished.
It was amazing.
I love strip clubs.
Aren't they the best?
Oh my me God. Too.
The love. Irony is that I have, from what I'm told, great natural tits.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you do.
But I love big fake tits. Mm.
Do you really?
We were just talking about this. I like big naturals. I'm not a big fan of the fake boobs.
I really like them. I love the fake tits.
We were just talking about how some of the plastic surgery these days, you can't even tell. Because
I know.
Some of them are like really just titty. Like, here's round.
Can I play with
that? Do you like that titty?
Can I play with it, please?
Yes, you can. I'll bring it over.
Okay, please.
Well, and then guess
if it's real or not. I love boobs as she bounces. I can't tell. It feels real.
It is real.
Yeah, these are totally real.
They're super
but
real.
They're amazing.
Look
at these nipples too.
They get happy very, very quickly.
They're like eraser tip nipples.
Can I try the nipple nibbler on?
Yeah, put
there
one
you
on
go.
Me.
Which one do I want to try? Pink.
We're going for pink.
It's not a flavor, it's just a color. Just pink.
I'm going with pink.
Oh, it's creamy feeling.
Doesn't it feel nice? Like
it's
a nice...
really nice.
Oh, this is too fun.
Oh, no, I don't feel any tingle yet.
No, let's see if it... Do you want to let it linger and see if it tingles more?
No, just go for it.
Okay.
Okay, now it's tingling.
Uh-huh, it's tingling on my tongue.
The moment your tongue touches it...
So is it water activated? Like a...
Maybe
or just is. Heat, maybe heat activated because it's like a wax based product.
Yeah,
as it melts, maybe
because as oh, that's nice. That's really nice.
You have great nipples.
Oh, you have great lips. Again, taking one for the team.
I like this nipple nibbler stuff. It's like I just had like a thing of mint. It's all mentholy in my mouth.
And my nipple, it feels fresh. It feels, I know this.
The way you
are
have
you not
your,
feeling fresh with some nipple nibblers on your
boobs? The way
you
have your boobs out, I feel like you should be a pirate right now.
Arr.
Like, yeah, just drop it and like have a pirate hat on. Like you're some sort just of like saloon.
A nipple patch.
Yeah, nipple a nipple patch.
A nipple eye patch. And your boobs can say yar.
They can say ar anyways. Out.
Well, see, and that's how you should be dressed because you're dressed like Heidi from The Swiss Alps anyway.
This works. I've got the right way.
This works.
Like you take the wench thing one step further.
I like the wench thing.
Let's see if I put the sleeve back up, if I really look like a wench or if it'll cover the whole thing.
It'll be very Ren Faire.
No.
I kind of like it, though. I think Ren Faire should have tits out.
They should.
Yeah.
I would love
it. Let's just keep the tits out.
They'll just have leather pasties. Or metal, like chainmail pasties.
Well, they have the chainmail bikinis. Yeah. But the problem with that is if you don't wear panties or it's not lined,
painful.
It pinches.
Yeah.
It pinches.
Yeah.
So,
I know from personal experience.
Yeah, because I don't have a complete total any, it pinches your labia and shit. Yeah. And it's just like...
Oh, no.
Or if you're not completely shaved, you'll catch your hairs. It's like so not... sexy at all.
You know what we should do when you get back from your trip to Texas is, even though I don't have big fake tits, I've got...
You have great
nice
tits.
Nice size
I think
tits.
That might be why that I like big fake tits, because I like bigger boobs.
You like bigger boobs.
There's something with natural boobs that sometimes the asymmetry gets me because I'm kind of OCD with symmetry.
Because one boob is usually a little bit bigger than
the
other.
Yeah, and I'm totally OCD with it. Like, what was her name? Foxy
Mine
Brown.
Mine are pretty close.
I love your tits.
They're pretty close.
I love your tits.
Thank you.
Is it Foxy Brown? Is it, what was her name?
Pam Grier?
Yes.
Yeah.
Pam Grier. Like, she's a gorgeous woman. Her boobs were very different.
Oh, what? See, now I would feel, I there was a girl in porn years ago that had an A cup and a C cup. And it was.
No way.
Yes. Yes. And she stayed in porn that way for years. And her name will come to me and I'll let you know. I need to put my boobs away because we're playing strip. And I don't want to. I'll get them back out in a minute. I'm so sorry. All right, so we're gonna let you go first. Our wonderful guest, Jessica Ryan.
Just grab something.
Pick one from the cup.
And then what are the rules for?
You can't tell us what it is. And you have to enact it.
You have to act it out.
You have to act it, or you can make sounds.
Yes. I can make sounds. This is perfect. Okay, I won't go so extreme just yet. And if you don't get it, then I'll start going crazy. All right. Let me put my best character on. Simple. I can't do it very well. So I don't have a long enough a tongue.
A snake. Like,
yes,
there you go. I got it.
I'm like, I'm more of a cat.
Wait, so if you win.
If I win, you take a piece of clothing off.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah, you'll find that there'll be a running theme here. If you win, Jessica takes clothes off. If you lose, Jessica takes clothes off.
I love this idea. I don't have much clothing on, though. I have no panties or bra on.
Well, this is going to be the funnest game ever.
It's going to be the easiest. I'm stuck.
What are you doing? Oh, you're going to be gone. I was saying, what are you doing Thursday? I want to shoot you for gingerlinauctions.com. Oh. We'll do it next week. Oh, and then I was going to say, we can go to a strip club together.
Can we, please? Oh, my God.
When? You love, in a couple weeks when she gets back?
I want to learn how to do
a
good lap dance.
Here, but yeah, let me know.
We'll find a day where we can all go, and we'll go to a strip club.
Do you think that they would teach me how to give a good lap dance?
We'll pay someone to teach you how to give you.
Yeah.
Stevie, your turn next.
Oh, I'm playing too?
Yes, you are.
Strip.
What do you mean?
The point is to get Jessica out of her clothes. So it's not really like, you know, it doesn't matter whether you win or lose.
Yeah, but we're going to make Stevie take clothes off too.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't think I've ever seen Stevie without his shirt. So.
Well, with the camera, it's not going to matter, pants down.
Yeah, exactly. Are you wearing underwear,
are you
Stevie?
Ready?
I'm wearing underwear.
He's also wearing a hat. Yes. So like, that might be the first piece.
Yes, see, I kept my shoes on so that I have an extra piece to take.
Just in case. All right, Stevie, we're playing strip charades here on Blame It on Ginger. Stevie, getting ready.
Okay,
you're a really bored person.
No.
No, he's a hyper person. He's riding in a car.
Are you on a roller coaster? You're floating?
You're flying. You're a bird. You're a plane. You're Superman.
Are you a...
Is this an epileptic yoga teacher?
Okay.
Are you at a rave?
All right, Stevie is—he's
drunk,
getting away from. He's clamoring. He's
flying.
Trying to get back in your seat.
He's on an airplane. Okay, and the airplane's going down. He's on a airplane that's being hijacked.
Airplane crash victim.
He's a captain of the airplane.
Are you a pilot? No.
He's a stewardess.
No. He's sitting.
A flight attendant. He's a flight attendant.
I'm lost.
You're a.
He's on the airplane.
Fighter pilot.
His feet are up above.
Oh, you're an astronaut.
Yes. Oh. You got it.
Awesome. The whole upside down thing. I was like, okay.
That was funny.
So I guess that means Jessica takes another piece of clothing off.
I think so.
I'm going for shoes. I'm gonna...
I love that you're leaving your necklace on.
I know.
I always do. That's why I wear the long,
beautiful.
Dangly necklaces.
Yeah. They're right between the cleave.
A shoe off.
Let me see the shoe. What kind of shoe are you wearing?
A thong
sandal.
Very
sexy thong
sandal.
Kind
of like a gladiator, but not quite so gladiator.
It's got the ankle strap around. It's got some gold metal studs. Very, very sexy. Dun, dun, dun,
dun. So
I'm making you guys work at my pants.
It's Kelly Shabari's turn. What did you take off?
My shoe.
A shoe. One shoe.
Oh, you just showed me that. I knew that. I'm going, wait, I don't see anything new. Can I see a foot? Show me your foot. If you're going to take your shoe off. Oh, it's a very nice foot.
Oh, my God.
Foot.
This is going to be awesome.
It's a very nice foot. Stevie wants to get a picture of it.
One of the films that you're promoting today is Foot Party, right?
I'm not on that one.
You're not in that one? No. So we're not promoting Foot Party, but you've got great feet.
You should be because you've got awesome feet.
Yes, you do.
Especially for the guys that like the 8.5 and above.
Right?
Because despite my height, I wear 8.5.
Yeah.
How tall are you?
5'3".
Wow.
I'm 5'3". I'm 5'2", and you wear an 8.5 shoe? Wow.
Yeah, I'm 5'7".
That's
kind of
hot.
I have great balance.
But I have right? Well, you know what they say about women with big feet.
Great balance.
I don't know what the big socks.
I just look at it as I can be fucked from behind so much easier because
you have balance.
You've got good footing. Yeah. You're not going anywhere.
Even if I'm wearing heels, I have enough of a footing because I'm not wearing a size 6. It's already like a hoof.
Right? You would be a great stripper.
Would I?
In stripper
yes.
shoes.
But the stripper shoes are always so narrow. They kill my feet.
Mm, I have oh, yeah. shoes. I didn't Please say make some really like bigger ones.
I really want to dance because I'm such an exhibitionist. And it's one of those things that you can go out
no,
there.
No, really?
And
as I'm you not, sit here with your shoes.
I know.
Your
I
shirt
know.
Off.
But then I'm not wearing out my pussy and I get to tease a bunch of people and make them want to fuck me.
It's a blast. I did it for 13 years. I was on the road. And just that being up on stage and you have all of those people that are there to see you and the music is blaring and you have your different themes and you come out and it's like you're fucking the entire audience.
I love
every
that.
Single person. And the people in the front row, you make eye contact with. You know, you've got your pussy in their face.
I love
you
it.
You're doing, you know, if you had a bald head, guaranteed, once my panties were off, I was going to sit on your head and leave you a snail trail.
Oh my God, that
every
would be
time,
so fun.
Every time I had that little thing that I did. Now, Kelly Shabari, are you ready to play charades?
I am, and I'm going to need a prop.
A prop? Right.
I'm going to need a person. I need an assistant.
Stevie?
So I'm going to take
assistant.
Stevie.
I'm
going to take Stevie. Stevie, come over here.
All right, Stevie coming around.
And this should be fairly easy. Okay, so Stevie's going to do something, but okay. I am the what the product is.
Okay, so right. Kelly Shabari is the product.
I sit?
Stevie is going to do standing
I
up.
Sit on you. Oh, okay.
Stevie is sitting down on Kelly Shabari's
She's a chair.
Lap. She's a chair. Oh, you got it right. Yay!
It was so easy.
Jessica Ryan got
Jessica,
it right.
Which means you take another piece of clothing off.
This is a
running
win, theme. It's a win-win.
It's a win-win.
No matter how we play the game, I'm guessing shoe number two is coming off.
Shoe number two.
Now, what else do you still have on? You have your necklace?
I have my necklace, my pants, and I have a hair tie.
How does a hair tie work?
It's a part of my clothing.
All right.
This is Ginger's
turn.
Let's see.
Going into the jar, pulling out one. Let's see what we've got here. All right. Playing a little game of strip charades. Okay.
Angelina's not coming in.
She's not. Mm. Okay, you know what? We're having so much fun with you, Jessica Ryan, that it's okay. So Angelina Chung and Nina Al, we will miss you. We'll have you back another time.
Yeah, come back soon.
But we'll play without you. Okay, I'm going to do my charade now. All right.
Ginger's gone over too.
What are
the
you
other
doing?
End of the studio. If you are watching, you can see.
Okay. Are you?
Oh my gosh.
Is it air guitar?
Rock star.
Heavy metal? Hair band? Motley Crue?
Oh my God! I'm
are
dying.
You a bassist? Wait, is this an actual person?
Air guitar.
Oh, but I'm just
metal.
Fucking at it. I'm
rock guitar. Rock and roll guitarist.
Really, really something.
A coked up guitar player.
I'm really in.
You're a manic guitarist.
I'm intense.
You're intense. You are speed metal.
It says I'm an intense guitarist.
Oh.
Wow.
That was it. How do you get the word intense out?
I have no idea.
You know, I'm out of breath.
That's exhausting. Shall I take my necklace off because we didn't get
I want to see the pants.
Yes.
You want to see the pants?
Yeah.
Well.
I mean, right. You might as well.
All right.
Because I want to see the tattoos. There are tattoos under. I know. I've done my research.
Jessica Ryan doing a slow strip tease.
Are there no tattoos?
I have one.
You have one.
Got a little beautiful birthmark on the left.
I'll give you the.
There you go. There you go.
Beautiful tramp.
Do you have a thing for tattoos?
Hi.
Well, I mean, on other people.
Yeah, I love tattoos.
Because I can't ever choose what to put on myself. I love tattoos on other people, though.
I love tattoos.
What does yours mean?
It means I was 18 years old.
They kind of look like devil horn, like elk. What is it? Iraq.
Yeah, it's
you have a rack on your back.
Yeah, I got a rack on my back.
And a rack in the front.
It's me compensating for my little white girl ass. I still got
it
a rack.
It is very, very cute.
You have a fucking rocking body. And let me see your pubic hair.
It's growing out. I had it so nice and bushy, but then Belladonna was doing a thing for shaving.
Mm.
And I got paid to shave it.
Let me feel it. Let me touch it.
I'm sweaty right now.
Do you mind?
As long as you don't mind the fact that I'm sweaty.
Sweaty, yeah.
No. That's why I'm happy I have my clothes off.
Oh,
it's normally much more bushy. It's getting
there. I'm
gonna
do the two-handed. Can I smell it?
It's sweaty.
It's
okay. Go for it.
Ginger really likes like the authentic natural scent of things.
Really?
Yeah.
I do. I really do.
Well, there you have it. You've got the authentic natural smell.
You smell fabulous. Do Let me smell your wrist now.
Oh, yes. What do I smell like now?
You're sweeter like Kelly.
Okay.
You've got more of the sweet flavor than I'm.
You're more musky.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it, though.
Yeah, isn't it nice?
It smells nice.
It's making,
yeah, I'm still what? I'm still very
now,
girly.
Now, you are sweeter in it. She's more fruity, mm-hmm. Jessica is, and you're more sugary.
I'm just sweet.
You're just
sweet.
I'm so sweet, it's just oozing out of my pores.
The last round of charades belongs to you, yay. But you're naked, so do you want to
skip? I have a necklace.
No, she has a necklace.
All right.
And a hair tie.
And a hair tie.
All right, let me just reach in there.
All right, getting another charade out of our strip charades. We have Jessica Ryan completely naked at this point. Uh-oh, and she's making
She is wearing eyes. Headsets and a necklace.
Hmm. So. Yes, I am.
Yes,
Check
she is.
Check that out. All right, so. Goodness. I'm trying to think. If only I
naked
had tools.
Thinking. What kind of a tool are you looking need? For?
It gives it away too much. That's cheating. That's cheating.
Use air tools.
Well, all right, so I have a tool.
She's opening something up. She's hammering something. She's no.
It's nice.
It's a cock, and she's slamming it. It's a cock that she's slamming on a girl's face.
Meat tenderizer.
Yes.
It's a pokey thing.
It's sharp.
It's sharp.
Something sharp.
You're stabbing.
It's okay. It's got a point to it. And she's it's an axe.
Imagine I have a cute little hat.
It's a minor thing whether they pick rock picks.
She's got but a
so you're
cute
like a chef?
Little dress
Baker?
And she's a really hot sexy naked girl that cuts chickens heads off.
Kind of close.
Your butcher?
Yay!
Yay!
I'm like, how do I enact that when I have so much clothing?
The sexiest butcher ever.
I saw a hot naked girl cutting a chicken's head off. That's,
It's funny because I do like a certain, because I used to be a super goth like in junior high school.
Were you really?
Yeah. Hi, I'm still in all black. I mean, once I got into porn, like I wanted to do photo sets and people were like, what kind of photo sets do you want to do? And I was like, I want to do gore. Let's do stuff with blood, like me in a bathtub, like covered in blood. And so we did these like awesome photo sets
that
are very
God.
Gore.
I love
and I couldn't
it.
Put them on my website because it violated. Such, yeah.
They don't like blood.
Are you serious?
They don't like
you
blood.
You can't do blood? Because
The way the photos were shot, it's really like.
It's gory.
Like the guy with the camera is the person stabbing me. So it's like a lot of like, don't stab me anymore. Those kind of photos. And they were too graphic.
It's easier to do that in the European market.
Yes.
Because I shot for a company that their stuff primarily goes out to Europe. And so it's like a fake rape, fake murder. Mm-hmm. And they even go as far as necrophilia, which is actually, I wanted to do it because I'm like, can I really lay there with my eyes open and not doing
and
anything?
And not move.
Oh, my God.
And get turned on by it.
It was so fucking hard. Like, there was...
Did you do it?
I did it. And it was so difficult because when the guy was fucking me and I was supposed to be, quote, unquote, dead.
Right.
He was actually fucking me really good. And I'm laying there like, oh, dear God.
It feels awesome.
Like, how do I not make a facial?
Dead.
I'm like, oh. Like, you know
I go cross-eyed and look like Popeye when I come. I can't imagine.
Yeah, and since you can't
I'm
do that kind
wet
of...
I'm getting thinking of it right now, though.
Because you can't do that kind of content here in the United States, like, my thing now is like, okay, I just want to be a dead body in Law & Order.
Oh, my
CSI.
God.
Yeah. I want
or some sort of B-movie horror film. I just want to be, like, mutilated.
I want to do a bathtub full of blood.
I'll
and
do
like,
come
the
over
queen.
To my house. You know, I'll shoot you that way. We'll do it at my house.
That would be so cool.
When I shoot you for gingerlinauctions.com, I'll shoot you in a bathtub. We'll use...
What was her name? The blood queen. Was it Queen Anne?
Lucretia one that cut, that cut everybody's head off?
No. The one that bathed in all the girls'
blood. Oh, that bathed
blood.
In blood. She's on...
What was her name? Fuck. I'm having like a history brain fart
I'm thinking
moment.
Of Coven right now because that's one of the shows that I
no,
watch.
No,
and
no,
she
no.
bathed in blood?
Yeah, she would kill, they have a couple of different stories, but the main thing would be that she would kill young girls and bathe in their blood to keep herself young.
Isn't that Lucretia Borgia?
Oh.
It might be, yes.
Yeah.
Who is it?
Lucretia Borgia.
Lucretia sounds
there a
right.
Shore, a show, The Borgias.
The Borgias, yeah.
The Borgias.
With Jeremy Irons.
Right.
Hot.
I want to do that. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of mainstream scary stuff that I would like to do. And the blood thing sounds kind of... What would we use for blood?
You can use... They have gallons of fake blood.
Just fake blood.
Yeah, and I checked on some of them. Some of them do use corn syrup. But some of them don't. Yeah. And those would be safe to bathe in.
Yeah, you can actually add a little bit of like dishwashing detergent to your mix, and that helps you like get rid of it without like dyeing your whole body pink.
Oh, really? Yeah. Because that totally dyed my skin for a moment.
Oh.
Okay. Keep it wet with it to
I've
mix
got a
it?
Little thing dish of fake soap? Blood dish in the soap. Other room. Mm. I actually have
or
some
like
with
laundry detergent and just like liquid soap.
Speaking of,
I just tap. I swear to God, I'd be the best girl. What was that show they used to have where they would go, so and so, not come on down, but okay, if you've got this in your purse right now, you win the car. And they would ask for
the Price is Right.
Was it the Price is Right?
I don't know, Bob Barker.
They would ask about stuff in your purse.
Yes, they would say, okay, anybody who has, you know, a rubber band and a safety pin. Raise your hand, and you would win, like, the big prize. It was the last thing of the day.
That's so
it was
random.
It was this old show a long time ago. I would be such a winner on that show. I actually have fake blood in the cabinet out there.
Oh, my God. I love it. I guess if I got, like, if they asked for lube and sex toys or something, I would win. But
well, let's see
if
it's what a, you should be like with a, lube and sex
yeah,
toys.
Yeah, there should
then.
Be, like, a Price is Right sex edition.
Yes. Oh, my God. Could you imagine, like, nothing but, like, sex toys and objects being behind the door?
Yeah.
That'd be hot.
Well, I've like, got feel kind it. Of a version of that we're going to play next.
You have a version
called... Can we play another game with me?
Are we playing with Ginger's ass?
I would love to play another game.
Will you play another game with Kelly?
You don't mind? Yes.
Will you play another game with Stevie?
No.
Okay.
Stevie, you're out. That's because Stevie doesn't have big natural boobs.
I'll play with Stevie.
Stevie is actually going to ask us the questions, and we're all going to play. And what we have to do is, I can't think of what it's called. I can't read it without my glasses, but I'll just say, it's the language of love, lust, and sex.
Ooh.
And what this is, there are all kinds of different codes for different things. There's things that are just initials. There are things that are numbers. And what we have is a bunch of the number ones. So Stevie is going to take turns going around the room asking us, what does, you know, these three numbers, what do they mean together? And you have to come up with an answer. If you get it wrong, there's a bag over there that you reach in and you find anything in that bag and you have to turn it into a sexual object with one of us in this room.
Oh, my God. I love this. I'm going to always get them wrong. All right.
All right, Stevie, do you have the first question in the love, lust, and other category? I think that's what it's called.
I do have that. Okay.
All right, he's getting it ready. You're listening to Blame It on Ginger with me, Ginger Lynn, and...
Kelly Shabari.
And...
Stevie!
And...
Jessica Ryan.
Right here, right now, that's where you are. And okay. We've got Jenny in the back, looking very sophisticated, very sexy with those pearls on today. Your hair is pulled up. I'm thinking, Jenny, you should... Can you just get naked on the other side of the glass? No one will see you. I know that you're a behind-the-scenes kind of a girl, but I'm thinking both of you, you and Andy, both of you just get naked. And wouldn't you feel better about this, Jessica, if they were naked?
I would feel so much better, especially I love her lip color.
I know. Isn't it gorgeous? So just get...
Yeah, she's very, like, very kind of Stepford wife, pearls and red lipstick.
It makes
today.
Me curious what's underneath.
I know.
We've
I want to see everything.
To get to the bottom of her.
We're not going
to
give up on it. And now she's looking all shy.
It's
Andy,
adorable.
Take something off.
I'm actually just more excited that Jessica might be doing something sexual with me in a minute.
There
might be some
too.
Boobage. We'll see.
Oh, if we're lucky. If we're lucky. All right, we're Stevie, lucky. The first question
I've
is...
I've had a request to perhaps show my boobs on air. So.
There's been a lot of requests for that. Everybody wants to see the beautiful Kelly Shabari's titties on air. Jessica Ryan, what is the first question that you're going to be asked? Stevie, what are you going to ask? Yeah, you ask
What's
her.
What's a four-effer?
A four effer.
A four effer.
How do you spell
that's
it?
That's like B for effort.
Four dash F dash ER.
Oh.
No idea. Well, I can say, I'll just make something up random and see what kind of comes out of my head. Furry, fuck, fantastic feline?
That sounds great.
I would guess you're like you use BFF, it's like fuck friends forever.
Oh my God, that would be
that fun. Would be my guess.
Yeah, I would kind of go along with that too.
Ah,
I want to fuck friends.
Fuck forever. Friends.
Wait.
Okay. Ah, yes. Fuck friends forever. Your glasses are even raising for you. Does that mean you have a lady boner?
I have
when
a
your
lady
glasses
yes,
go up.
It does. That's what it means.
Instead of your pants, it's your.
So what's a four effer?
A four effer is the find, feel, fuck, and forget.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah,
it's kind of like
catch and release. Yeah, find them, feel them, fuck them, forget them.
Really?
It's like a song.
Yeah, huh? It's like,
oh, really?
It's,
you're
like
a big fan of that.
I think it's like being a slut. I've done that many times.
See, I'm one of those girls, like, even though I get super horny and molesty, like, just randomly, I like to know a person before I fuck them.
Me too. Yeah.
For multiple reasons. And the biggest reason is I am totally a germaphobe when it comes to sex. I'm around too many people to think, oh.
Especially in porn.
Yes. Yep.
And see, I've been with my man for 6 years, so I haven't had another dick in almost 6 years. So I don't even think about it. I don't worry about it.
But what about pussy?
All.
I mean, pussy, can, like some girls, they don't think about that
I'm really, really particular. Like even on the show, if I'm going to look at pussy, I put a piece of saran wrap over it.
I've never had that.
Like
done.
I hate.
Is that like when a glove is touching?
Like I hate saying it.
It's,
but
I put a little bit of oil on first, a little bit of gun oil, and put the plastic over your pussy. It's not the same as it's a whole different sensation. It's fucking amazing.
Yeah, we had you do that with Ella Darling the other day.
I have this weird thing with gloves.
Too.
Like,
I've created a monster.
Like, you know the latex gloves?
Yeah. I have a whole box of them.
Stuff yeah, yeah,
your mouth. That feels really good with a glove in your mouth. I want to see what that feels like on my pussy.
Mm. I've got gloves.
Let's do it.
I've got gloves.
I think we
well,
should
you
it.
Just lost the first round, so you have to reach and into that
so
bag.
So I wander over there and
pick something up, and then you have to do something, make it into a sexual object with Kelly Shabari.
Uh-oh. Oh,
I'm only
Kelly.
Waist up, though, so... Yeah. I'm only a waist up lesbian.
Only waist up lesbian.
Yeah. So I will hold on. I'll take I'll take my boobs out.
I'll
Oh my gosh, the boobies are coming
out.
I'm sneaking over here with
All
you.
All right. Now you don't get to look in there. You just
I'm
have to reach in. If you've seen some, there's a bunch of stuff. So just find something and make
I'll reach
it
down where I haven't seen things.
Okay.
This feels a little peculiar.
If there was something that you already found that you liked. All right. Just
Oh, look, wait. It matches my bra.
Oh, no way.
Oh,
look
it does.
That.
It's a purple Ooh. Feather that matches Kelly Shabari's bra. Exactly. They're the same purple.
So what size were your boobs? I heard like
they
a really
are,
quick.
They are 30.
Perfect.
No, I'm sorry, 40 double Ds.
Holy shit.
40 double Ds. Now, you were talking about really loving great, big, beautiful, large, real tits.
You have great tits,
She's
actually.
Got
Thank you.
Fabulous,
really
fabulous titties. So we've got Jessica Ryan down on her knees.
It is warm in here.
In between. I'm kind of moving back so we can see it. Now she's taking the feather. Kelly has pushed both of her titties together. Jessica Ryan on the floor, on her knees, wearing absolutely nothing. And she's taking the feather and rubbing it underneath the nipple, around
breathing on my nipple.
Breathing on the other nipple.
So cheesy.
While she's tickling.
Jeez.
Oh, the lips are getting closer and closer. I don't even see the feather anymore. I know it's supposed to be used. Oh, now it's going right in between. And Jessica's got her beautiful. Oh, she went in. She's in on the titty. She's done it. She made the grade. Going for the nipple. Very gentle, very sexy. Just a little bit of bite. The tongue is coming out. Suckling on it, licking it. Her tongue is going up and down. There was just a little nibble there at the end.
I like
and
your
now
response to it, she's responding so incredibly well. To
I'm watching
oh,
and
I have really,
very,
really, really sensitive nipples.
I love that.
Like when I was, I've said this on the air more than once, but when I was a kid, I used to be able to play with my nipples and have an orgasm. Yeah, like that.
I'm
I can
so
feel,
fucking
I can
jealous.
Feel
you can feel that in
I'm
your
so
pussy.
Fucking jealous.
I can feel that.
Yes. Wow. Let me move the camera a little bit more so we can see exactly what's going
on
there.
You have gorgeous nipples.
Thank
and
you.
For the fact that your tits are natural, I've got to say, I might be changing my role of fetish for big boobs.
Aren't they beautiful? Yeah. Kelly Shabari has one of the nicest sets of tits in the business. In life.
Thanks.
You've just got a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful set. Oh, and look at their wiggling. So nice. The feathers going in between, over the top. Little flutters, little
featherly moments.
Little
featherly moments.
Featherly, yeah, moments. I'm getting tongue. I'm not. They're not even my nipples, and I'm getting tongue tied. Kelly Shabari, do you think this counts as a sexual event with a feather?
I think so.
All right, I'm gonna give the fake cowbell since I don't know what my cowbell is. Ding 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 ding. All
Yay.
Right, that was question number one.
I'm gonna leave that for you, so
Jessica
nice.
Ryan. came in with a feather and made it a full-on.
Should I have this
fabulous?
Right, because you'll be playing with it the rest of the show.
Well, we're each gonna now. I'm gonna have to get in there and do something too. So
I will
just leave it. Okay, I'll get to it. All right, now Stevie, what's the next question? It's my turn. You're gonna ask. Oh, I do my cowbell. All right, yay!
That was super hot in here.
I know, it's because of you.
I love
it's a cowbell moment.
I'm all sweating. This is so you encourage the girls to get naked.
Do you want
naked.
Me to lick underneath your titties, lick your sweat off?
Do you like licking sweat off?
Yeah.
Do you really?
I mean, no, I would love to. You know what? I really liked you, Jessica, until just now, and that was rude. Why would you think that I would, for a second, want to lick the sweat from under your tits?
Well, you know, I like making people do things.
What little
like
mountain? What is it? Mountain Dew? Little Mountain Dew.
Little Mountain Dew. Yeah, oh, little. As she crawls over here, I want to make you meow when you do that, though.
Oh, she will. She'll purr.
Oh, and she is. Mm.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm. Mm. I mean, the fun part about that is that as she's like licking the underside of your boob. Like her forehead and her eyes and her eyelashes and all that get all over your nipples, which is like super hot.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Yeah, your nipples do point up, which is nice. Which is very, very, very lovely.
I thank you.
I think you're done with like the underside. You're just full on just in boob land now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm very thorough.
She's got to get all the sweat. Got to get all of it.
She was really dirty. She was a very dirty, 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 dirty girl.
Well, you know, I think it's because I am a ginger and your name is Ginger. So it's
there you go.
You understand the level of filth they bring to the table.
All gingers do.
Yes.
They do.
They do. Think ginger spice?
My natural hair color is a chestnut.
No way.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty hot.
It's kind of a chestnut red
brown.
Does it
come out chestnut red on your bush, too?
Not so much anymore since I dye it blonde.
Yeah. She'll show you.
I'll show you in a minute when we get to the next game, the next
you
part.
Better.
All right, Stevie, what's the next question? What's my number?
Your number is 49. Or 49er.
Okay, so 69 is obviously where you've got, you know, two people going at eating each other's pussy or sucking cock and eating pussy.
49.
So 49.
Is that in San Francisco?
They can be.
Is going to be a 49 is two guys sucking each other's cocks.
That's 49?
That's a 49.
Okay, 49 is a term for a large, muscular cross-dresser.
I'm so close.
Really?
Oh. A transvestite.
Oh, I know why.
Whose true gender is evident.
I know why.
Why?
Okay,
I don't
so there's
it.
A Monty Python song called I'm a Lumberjack and I'm Okay. I like to wear women's clothing.
Okay.
Or I like to wear women's panties. No, I like to wear women's clothing. So I think it's based from this song. Because a 49er is a miner, so it's not really a lumberjack.
Oh, the miner.
I don't know. So I don't know. I'm not sure.
I wouldn't doubt if it was a Monty Python reference.
Can I Google this and see what this, why this
what a 49er is?
Yeah, why a 49er is a transvestite?
I don't know, but I'm going to go get something out of the bag. And now are we going to, let's see, you went crisscross, so you did something to Kelly, so that means I have to do something to Stevie.
Oh, gosh.
Reaching in, feeling around.
And I put those things in that bag.
Find something. I know
just
what I just
rummaging
found.
Around. What are those, noodles?
No, these are zip
are the zip ties.
Why did I not grab the zip ties?
I've got a bag of zip ties.
I would have loved to have tied you up.
No, you could have done some, like, some breast bondage. That would
be
awesome.
My God, that would have been fun.
A friend of mine who is a sadist dom in Vegas does a whole line of breast bondage videos called Blue Milk. Because it makes the breasts go blue.
Oh, my gosh.
Blue milk. I like that.
I'm going to do... Now, I want you to still be able to use your hands, so I can't tie them behind your back. But I'm coming in.
Uh-oh.
This is killing me.
Now, it's got to be in a sexual way, of course.
Sexual way. Ginger is making her way across the table over to me.
With a bunch of zip ties in her hand.
And who knows what she's going to do.
Why is it that gay and 49 are just as synonymous with the football team?
Bad.
I know, that's all that came up, right?
Yeah, that's all
bad
I've seen.
Are you slapping him in the face with Ginger slapping Stevie in the face with.
Like if I had a penis,
I don't think
I
that's what it's
to get
for.
You.
It's really not for yeah. that.
Oh.
No, but see, it's I'm making it sexual. See, it's like
sexual
a,
now.
It's sexual.
Bondage is see? Sexual. Bondage see, is very, very
face,
sexual.
Like it's a penis. If I had a cock, I'd be smacking up against his face.
This is your little
I
alien
would be
white
it
cock.
Over your lips. I'd be making you take it down your mouth. I'd be making you deep throat take
like. Wow, you're just like going at it.
Or it could be like a DNA right. swab or
then,
something,
right?
I'm gonna put one on one arm.
Make sure you can get okay. that off.
You're gonna need scissors after that.
Is that too tight?
It's kind of tight, but.
Yeah, you know what that.
And
I
then his hand goes
it.
Blue.
Oh well. All right, give me this. Oh well.
That'd be a blue round.
Oh well.
I have a twisty tie on one. It's not even a twisty tie. What is this called? A zip tie?
They're zip ties.
Now, if I get into the van and the guy has zip ties, what do I do?
No, you leave.
I leave? Okay.
Yeah, that's when you leave.
Unless you want that kind of attention.
Yeah,
but Stevie gets into vans with strangers all the time, and it's
he does.
Never good.
He does.
That's questionable.
Yeah, he doesn't even wait for anybody to offer him candy. Tie. He just goes, hey, white panel van, I'm in.
They've been popping off.
They've been like white panel vans all over like West Hollywood, and they'll like be driving. They get to a red light, and then like once the car starts again, they'll be like, what? Why are you in here? Stevie's like, hi.
I love it.
Okay, now.
Is
that
when you like start pulling your pants down? You're like, write me.
Right?
Okay, now this is what I've made Stevie into because they're not big enough to go around his neck.
You made a daisy chain.
No, he's going to be my dog. He's going to be my three-legged dog.
A three-legged dog?
Get down on your ground. On the ground.
Oh. Three-legged dog?
Yeah, you only have three.
Don't get too far from the mic.
Three legs.
I'm just going to walk him around. Keep talking.
Okay. So you're just dragging him around.
Yep.
He only has one hand.
He has one hand on a zip tie leash.
Speak.
Woof.
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 My dog wouldn't get that either.
Come on. Good boy. Such a good boy. Such a good boy. Okay. Now I want you to stop and lift your leg and pee pee on my chair. Okay.
Oh my
there
God.
There you go. Okay.
Wow. This is kind of taking this entire experience one step further. This is
well, I have a good friend that's actually into dog play, and I think it's so fun.
Is it Chris? Is it Slut Bottom Chris?
No.
Oh my God, Slut Bottom Chris is amazing.
Is he dog play too?
He's a puppy.
Okay. Oh, I love
the puppy. But he is completely into anal.
My thing with Slut Bottom Chris, though, I have not worked with him, but he said things on Twitter that really makes me want to abuse him.
And well, maybe that's why he posts
the shit that he says, like, it really brings my sadist out, and I really want to hurt him.
He actually can get fisted all the way up to a girl's elbow.
No fucking way.
Complete.
But that's not state legal.
But that doesn't mean that he doesn't do it.
Yeah, in the U.S., you can only do four fingers, and your thumb has to be out, and I think it only goes up to your knuckle.
Yeah,
but what he does
in his private life, he's definitely not on camera.
Yeah, that's entirely different.
But yeah, he says that he's actually had people like fist him right up to his elbow.
I want to double fist somebody.
I've gone up to my shoulder.
Really?
In the butt or in the vag?
In the butt.
No.
I don't think you could do the shoulder with the vag.
Probably not.
I
know Belladonna's put like her foot in things.
I've put my foot up somebody's pussy.
I've put my toes into somebody's pussy.
Toes
not my
are
whole
hot.
Butt.
I like toes. Those are good.
It's much easier than you would
really
think.
I don't really want toes in my pussy, though. Like, I just...
It was just one of those things. We were done, and we were laying there together, and we were kind of touching each other's, you know, laying across from each other, and she was a ginger, too, and we were just rubbing feet and rubbing the insides of legs and just kind of laying there. And I just put my big toe and I started playing with her pussy, with her clit, and it was so wet that my toe slipped in, and she looked at me, and I looked at her, And I did the is it okay? And I put the second, it was an accident.
That's a hot accident,
You know, we didn't plan it. It wasn't like, oh God, I want to fuck you. It was just one of those things that just happened. And we took photos.
That
great.
Reminds me of when I was in high school, there was a movie. It was like a teen movie, one of those really campy things. The one thing that I remember from it was a cheer squad. And one girl was the quote unquote good girl, but she's also a little bit of a slut.
Mm.
And she would go up into what do they call it when they're held up? It's not a pyramid. It's just when they're holding them up on their.
Oh, yeah. I don't know cheerleader moves. You know cheerleader moves.
I know
moves.
Dance. I don't know cheer.
Oh, no. I was never a cheerleader.
When they pop her up onto.
I know what you're talking about.
Right.
And the guy slips his finger into her pussy when she's up there.
Wow.
And I'm just like, that's really fucking hot. I would have totally joined cheer.
Had I had
a male cheerleader sticking his fingers into my vag.
Or a female cheerleader.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anybody.
Yeah. But see, the thing is, with a guy, they have
bigger
fingers.
Hands.
Oh,
bigger
my God. Fingers. I dated a guitar player just because of his fingers.
I've got gloves. Mm. I've got lots of gloves. Wait, let me show you my... Well, no, let's go on with the game. It's Kelly Shabari's turn.
Okay, all right, so Stevie,
do you have a question? What number do you have for Kelly Shabari?
I'm giving Kelly an easy one.
An easy one?
Yes. An easy one.
An easy one. She's going to get it, right?
Maybe.
That's probably not nice.
Probably not. My track record hasn't been good lately.
What is a three-point shot?
Well, a three-point shot is a basketball term.
Okay.
Right? But this is a sex term, right?
I don't know anything about basketball.
But this is a sex term?
These are all sex terms.
Yeah. Something sexual.
So a three-point shot is, I don't know, being able to jerk off and come at a distance and it lands on her face.
Oh, that's good.
That's a good one.
Yeah, because a three-point shot in basketball is like you get the shot like from the distance.
The distance, yeah.
Ah, a three-point shot, that's code word for female masturbation.
What?
A three-point shot? So if I say I need a three-point shot?
Yeah. I've then you just need to go masturbate.
Really? I just say I'm going to go jerk off. I mean,
it's the code word
for it. You say, you know, I got a three-point shot to make. I'll see you guys later.
What?
I got a three-point shot. I gotta go.
I didn't know that one.
I never heard
Jenny's
that.
Laughing because she's doing a 3-point shot right now.
Yes.
Woo. Go, Jenny.
I see you.
Like,
you got one hand on
Jenny's
your
doing a
3-point
shot. Jenny's doing a 3-point shot.
Okay, so for those of you who can't see because there's no camera pointed at her, she's got one hand clutching her pearls because she is wearing like a nice strand of pearls and red lipstick today. She's very kind of Stepford wife today. She's very proper looking,
very sexy.
Yeah, right. And then one hand is like below the table. So who knows what she's doing down there?
3-point shot.
You know, the way I would look at like a 3-point shot is that you can have an orgasm via your clit, an orgasm via your G spot, and I think you can actually have a cervical,
like an or an anal orgasm,
an anal orgasm.
You could. Oh, those are the best.
That would be, yeah.
Have you had one? Mm-hmm.
They love
anal. They
make me squirt sometimes.
I've done it once during anal. Yeah, it's fucking hot and you're just going, whoa.
I love it. Like, especially if you're bent over and you squirt when you're getting fucked in the ass and it just runs down your leg.
Oh, it's so fucking
hot. Yeah, anal for me.
I have a pee-pee thing.
Yeah, my
practice. Yes, well, do you like golden showers?
As well as yeah, I'm in golden showers.
She has a pan.
No, I keep a bedpan here in the studio.
She's been peeing on the radio for years.
I've never peed on anyone or been peed on.
Do you want to pee in my bedpan? Do you have to pee?
I do, actually.
Do you want to? It's
hell
already
yes.
mine.
I'll do this.
Yeah. And this is how the chaos
for
goes.
The pan.
Right? Yeah. Right. She's like, oh my God. Have you gotten to use the pan since this show has gotten started?
Have I used it?
Yeah.
Only I have.
Only
on the show,
used
though?
It.
On the, okay.
This is a maiden
guest voyage on
this is okay,
Ginger's
so using
bedpan.
A bedpan, what's the most comfortable position to get into?
Just to sit on
you
it.
Just sit on it.
Oh my God.
But you put it on the
so
chair.
I'm
just gonna put it and then you the just chair. Eat.
All right. And I just over the
and
back.
It's antique.
Just sit on it where you're comfortable.
Oh my God, this
and
is so funny.
Into the pan.
It's all right.
Let me hold the microphone down there.
All right. Oh, hold the mic.
Yep, so we can hear it.
Hopefully I don't get a shy bladder.
Don't get shy.
All I'm right. shy.
Jessica Ryan in studio.
I have to slowly relax into it. Just talk to me. Oh, there we go.
Just relaxing. Sitting on my bedpan.
This is so hard to do. Oh, I'm so happy I'm peeing right now.
Just let it go. It feels so good. You're just doing it right here. You've got a room full of people.
I had a really full bladder, too.
And you're just letting it go. Doesn't it feel sexy?
It feels, yeah. And I think, there we go. Do we have baby wipes or anything?
Yes, we do. Hold on. Let me go get you one.
I cannot believe I just peed in a radio studio. Wow. All right.
And that thing is, it's antique. How old is it?
It was
it's very vintage.
It's over
She's busting
years old.
Out with the red licorice. I'm not sure what's going on.
Hey, red licorice.
Kelly's going for the red licorice. Ginger's looking for a baby wipe.
I go for a red licorice.
They're a little stale.
That's all right.
But they're still good. Baby wipes flying in.
I'm so happy that
I'll take your pan.
Okay, let me slowly stand up so it doesn't go spilling. I had to pee a lot.
That's okay. We have a foolproof
system here.
Right. She's been doing this for a long, long time.
I love this.
She has this down to a science.
Oh my God. Are you kidding me? You just bagged your pee?
Just bag it up, baby.
That's a bag of pee over there.
No mess, no fuss.
Yeah, oh Ginger God, is picking up this bag of this beautiful golden piss in a bag that was just, you just, you
that's
let
a
it
good
trickle
amount of
out.
Too.
And it's going
right into the garbage. Oh my God, this kills me. Oh, Ginger, I love you.
I think, welcome to Blame It on Ginger.
I love
that's
it.
That's why we call it Blame It on Ginger, because there's, you know, there's no script here that says, you know, pee in a bedpan. There's no.
No, there really
and
isn't.
And then when you leave, you're like, oh, what God. What did I do? And you can just blame it on Ginger.
Yeah. I'll blame it on Ginger. Can I steal one of the red licorice, though?
Yes.
I'm all over that. I don't care if it's still.
Is it piss or is it like sensual urine? How do you even say that?
It's, so
that
like, it's not a golden shower.
Hot. How do you say, how do you describe
it? It's not a golden shower because you're not showering it on anybody, but you're just.
And it's water sports oriented.
It's water sports.
Though.
Water sports. It's still, a golden shower
water
in
sports.
A bag.
It's still water sports.
Golden shower in a bag.
That's Ginger's golden shower to go.
Oh my God! So
yes, because later you could just poke holes in it and like hold it over somebody.
I could. Yes, that's
maybe my... this is preparing me for my kinky week because you know the last time I was around some of these people that there was peeing on a slave and all sorts of other things and I was just like. I'm not really up for that right now. I want, like, yes, I want to, but I'm just going to sit here and watch right now.
The thing that's sexy about it is it's the control. You can pee a little bit, start, stop, start, stop.
I hear for guys that's really hard to do.
Do you hear that noise?
I do. Yeah. I hear this weird.
We've got a really weird.
Is there like a static?
It's like a buzzing.
Is the Shibaru wand on somewhere?
No, I don't think so.
I don't
is
see
it the bag?
No.
No, we've got a weird hum. There it's gone. Okay.
Oh.
All right. So Kelly Shibari.
Yes, ma'am.
Was that your question?
Yeah, it was my question, and I got it wrong.
And you got it wrong. So you have to choose something out of the bag and use it now on
Jessica.
Jessica.
I think you're still flustered that I just peed.
I am. I'm so excited. That was so fucking hot. Thank you for doing that.
You're so welcome. Really, nobody's peed in here for you before?
Just me.
Aww.
No one else has done it yet. No.
I'm glad I could help.
I know what I'm doing.
Everybody gets shy, you know, because it's such a taboo thing. And it really, I don't just go pee on anybody. I mean, it's a very private thing. Mm-hmm. I let my lover do it. You know, I just don't have people. We're really, like, we have special, like, for his birthday, I'll get him a girl or he'll get me a girl for my birthday. And we have very special occasions where we choose somebody and you know, we're like a lot of fun, and we do use pee-pee. Now, there's a mask over there that I have. It's actually called a cum bucket.
Oh.
And you put it over your head, and it's if you want to have multiple men come in your mouth. Do you
no
ever,
fucking
it's
way.
Called, yes.
That's called gokun.
For my 28th birthday.
What's it called?
Gokun.
Gokun.
Not bukkake. Bukkake is just dump on your face. Gokun, which is G-O-K-K-U-N, means to... Like, put it all in a bowl and you drink it.
That makes me want it because for my 28th birthday, I want to do
How old are you? 19?
27.
You're 27? I thought you were 19 for a minute there. I would have bought it. I would have said, oh my God, yes, I can buy that one.
I want to do a gangbang for my birthday with 28 guys, though.
Oh, your 28th birthday.
And every guy I want to do, like, just 29, 30. Slowly up it. So if I continue on to it and I end up, I'm 100 years old, maybe I'll
then
have,
you'll
it,
have 100 of them.
Yeah, I'll have 100 men.
I have what I want to do, but Jessica needs to keep her eyes closed.
All right, Jessica, close your eyes.
Can I keep my eyes? You can still eat. Okay, I'll close my eyes.
For now, until Kelly tells you differently. We are playing a little game of, I don't even know what it is. It's grab bag. It's you know, by the numbers. Kelly
it could be
Shibari,
your Mary Poppins bag.
It could be, oh, Kelly's coming in from behind.
Uh-oh.
I just saw Jessica shiver. Kelly has something that she's rubbing up and down Jessica's naked back, sliding it from her lower back, up the middle, underneath her arm.
I am sweaty. Just
on her left side. Mm. It's something soft and velvety and smooth, and it's being rubbed all over. Now it's on Jessica's left titty. I had to go right or left from here. It's your left, her left titty, rubbing it over her nipple underneath. It's something. Oh, now I think a little pinch came in.
I like
a little bit of the shibari came out of Kelly. Going back around now. You've got to remember, Jessica Ryan is completely naked, so she's rubbing it up and down her sides, over her titties, on her arms, on her nipples.
Oh, just, I'm liking it with my eyes closed, though.
Just loving this whatever it is that's touching her skin. Now she's going up her neck and onto her face, down her throat, over her shoulder, down her arm. Oh, down to the right thigh. I can't quite see what's happening underneath the table, but I know that Jessica Ryan is wriggling and wiggling and squiggling in her chair. Kelly's going back around to the other side. We've got a beautiful, naked, red-headed girl with big, big, beautiful cock-sucking lips. Her nipples are hard. Her pussy is exposed. Every part of her body. She could not be more vulnerable as Kelly Shibari caresses her throat and her face and her neck and her titties.
I am loving this.
Is that not wonderful? Ta-da! That deserves a cowbell.
I love it.
That is a rabbit pellet.
I'm going to have to do that to somebody.
And you know what?
Which is funny because it's got a buffalo pelt. On the back.
A pelt.
Pelt.
Yeah, but it's got a buffalo on the back. Oh, rabbit it's pelt. Probably supposed to be like some sort of Native American.
I bought it in Sturgis, South Dakota.
Oh.
So it must be like really? Whoever the tanner
yeah.
is.
What was South Dakota like?
It was, you know, I was starting in 1997. I went every single year. My dad rode Harleys, and I was the girl on the back of his bike.
Oh, that's
and
right. We would Sturgis. Meet up.
Sturgis. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the bike rally.
How was that?
I have more wonderful memories of that. And it was like my dad and I, who was my best friend, and that was our time together.
How cool.
So every year we would meet up for a week, sometimes two, and just ride through the Black Hills of South Dakota.
Oh, my God.
And just, I know every canyon, I know every stream, I know every, you know, you've got hail 1 second, you've got 90-degree weather the next, you're in being snowed on, and you're underneath of a bridge, and then the sun comes out, and you're sunbathing topless, you know, someplace, and it was fabulous. It was amazing.
Hot, Sturgis sexy makes me want to get a cruiser for sure.
Well, I've got a bike that's for sale if you're interested. It was my dad's. What? I know.
Okay.
What?
It was just looking frantic in the booth there for a second.
Oh yeah, you know what? She always looks frantic. She's okay. Playing with her pussy. That's her.
Oh, that's what's her going on. Face.
Her what's it called? 3-in-1. A
three-point shot.
That's her three-point shot. They're doing three-point shots. Anything new? What's your new movie that just came out, Jessica Ryan?
Okay, so I have I forget.
I figured it.
It's Finger Licking Girlfriends 3, and it's the MILFs versus teens. And I was in
it was like Cougars versus Cubs.
Yeah, and I was in the younger crew.
I was gonna say you've got to be in the Cougar or the Club, like, the Cub category because I thought you were 19.
I know. Well, and it's funny because who else was on it? They had Cindy Starfall on the MILF side.
Really?
She's only 23.
What?
And I'm like,
she's
oh
tiny.
My God.
She's so tiny.
Little...
She looks so young, too. Wow. I'm like, I don't know how I got booked on this side, but sure, I'll go for it.
And the company is Smash Pictures, correct?
Yes. And it was actually one of the most fun shoots that I've done yet because we actually got to play soccer.
Fun.
And it was funny because you could tell the girls that have actually played it at one point in time in their lives versus the ones that hadn't. And it was a lot of fun.
And it was all girls. Girls versus girls. Now, yeah. did the Cougars hook up with the Cubs, or mm-hmm. was it?
Yeah, and I did a creepy one with Sovereign Sire, where she.
I love Sovereign.
Oh my God, her lips, her eyes, everything about her. I love her, but
yeah, I totally prefer.
We did the creepy thing, like, would you teach me how to play with girls? And it's like,
I love that though. My pussy just squished when you said that.
Did
it's
it?
Creepy in a wonderful way. Yes,
isn't it?
It really
oh
is.
Just kind of creepy in a wonderful way.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
I do take that as a compliment.
It's just so wonderfully creepy, Ginger.
I thank you. Aww, you say the nicest things.
I do.
It's not creepy. It's wonderfully perverted.
Wonderfully yes. perverted.
Yeah, because creepy is like creepy's if there's creepy. Like that dingy side
negative.
Of perversion.
Yeah. What my boyfriend says is that I'm twisted and he's twisted in the same direction that I am. So we're both just,
you kind of coil around each other.
You have to.
Yeah, you've got to be with somebody that you can be completely open. Do you have somebody special in your life?
I do, actually. And fortunately, they put up with me thinking with my dick all the time very well.
You know what? It takes a really secure, wonderful man to be able to understand a woman like you or like us.
Yeah, it's very difficult because we'll go out, like, for instance, on his birthday, we went out, and I was getting a little slutty, and there were a lot of dicks and pussies that I like to play with when we were out, and so I was out playing with all of them. It was his birthday, and afterward, he did bring up, like, hey, that was kind of, like, it's my birthday, come on. But at least he said something, and it was one of those things, like, I can't get mad at you for getting upset about that, but...
No, and I get that rule. We have a couple of rules. The main one, though, is no kissing. That's why when you went to kiss me, I pulled back a little bit.
Aww.
Now, if we were having a three-way, abso-fucking-lutely. There's kissing.
We've kissed.
Then we're okay. But you're my co-host. He knows you.
So I'm safe.
You're safe.
And he also knows that I'm a waste-up lesbian and I'm stealing you.
Exactly. And I'm not just this creepy girl.
Waste-up lesbian.
That's all over.
I love that. Mm-hmm.
I want to thank you so much, Jessica Ryan, for coming into the studio today. You've been an absolutely wonderful guest.
Thank you.
I want everyone to follow you on Twitter. It's at
Jessica Ryan
XXX. Watch for Smash Pictures, the new movie that...
Finger Lickin' Girlfriends 3.
Anything else you want to share with your fans?
I have a new one coming out soon. For Hustler, it was, Porno, either Pacific Porno Pirates or Porno Pacific Pirates 3.
I love porn titles.
Oh, my God. But I got to, I think that's, who was my... I don't remember who I worked with, but I got to be the captain.
You were the captain of the ship.
I was the captain.
And if we follow you on Twitter, we'll know when your new movies come out. Do you let everybody know everything?
I do.
Well, I hope she comes back on the show.
Well, I'm going to, anytime.
Right. I will gladly come back over here.
You were an absolute joy. Thank you so very much. Stevie! What's your Twitter?
My Twitter is Skip Happy Snap. So tweet me and see. I'll show up for Hookers and Hamburgers.
What?
Steak and blowjobs.
Steak and blowjob day.
Hookers and blowjob day.
Hookers and hamburgers.
Hookers and hamburgers.
I forgot.
It's a new one. Steak and blowjob.
Steak and blowjob days. Yeah. Tweet. Send me a message.
Anybody who wants to offer Stevie a steak and blowjob this Friday for Steak and Blowjob Day, please hit him up at Skip.
I'll be cooking the steaks.
You'll be offering the steak and BJs.
Offering the steak and blowjobs for... Single people out there who are interested in receiving
a steak and blowjob from Stevie.
Actually, you know, maybe they'll have to bring their own steak. Bring your own steak and I'll provide the blowjob.
There you go.
Just hit him up at Skip Happy Snap on Twitter.
But I have to tell you, when you go and look at him, Stevie does not actually have a pink mustache or pink eyebrows.
You should.
He does not, so don't let the picture fool you. Kelly Shabari, where can we find you?
I am on Twitter and Facebook at Kelly Shabari and also at KellyShabariXXX.com.
I want to thank everybody for listening today here on Blame It on Ginger on SkidRowStudios.com. We'll be back tomorrow with the crack.
Crack. I want you to live a life of sin.